Morning, everyone.
Morning.
In years past, the parish annual report consisted of a financial disclosure. 2 pages, lots of figures in there, and a bottom line. And while the bean counters like that approach, and those who like to cut to the chase like that approach, something was missing. Last year, the parish annual report took on a much greater scope, and all aspects of the parish life were included. That's the way it should be, and that's the way it is this year. Father's cover letter calls us to rejoice, and he also invites us, he also reminds us of God's invitation to commit to a deeper conversion to the stewardship way of life. Those two themes, rejoice and deeper conversion, stand out in this year's report. I'd like to touch on a couple of the items to rejoice. The more notable ones, we received, Blessed Sacrament received this year, the Archbishop Thomas Murray Stewardship Award from the International Catholic Stewardship Conference. We were selected the top parish in the country for our stewardship program as exemplary. Folks, this is a big deal. This really reflects well in what we do. Sure, areas for improvement, but this is an extremely notable accomplishment. The grade school received the Banner School Award from the diocese, which is supposed to be the highest award available, showing that our school is successfully incorporating the diocesan core values. Our parish was also selected this year as one of 95 parishes across the country to participate in a year-long process of discernment for a parish priority plan. Rejoice also in the growth of the parish in a number of ways. Demographics. On the back of the stewardship report, you'll see a lot of facts and figures. One of the demographics that jumped out at me was the number of families that have joined our parish. 114 families this year. We didn't expand our boundaries. They're coming to us. How about financial? Our parish revenues increased, tithing revenues increased over 3% from last year's tithing revenues. And that's not even counting the Our Challenge dollars. And also growth in the interior life. There are 4 pages devoted to each of our 4 pillars of formation, hospitality, service, and prayer. And you'll see in those 4 pages all of the variety, just scratching the surface, but a variety of ways in which our parish is growing in the interior life. Those 4 pillars also go to the point of this deeper conversion. The programs and the ministries, the new programs, the new ministries, and the new hires. We've successfully recruited and hired a dedicated liturgy coordinator, Ben Dunlap, and a dynamic, forceful, moving formation director, Bo Bonner. Part of our program will help us continue to grow. Another vital catalyst for deeper conversion is our parish priority plan. There's a little explanation of what's been going on behind the scenes this past year. At the end of this year, actually this will be in January sometime, we'll roll out the parish priority plan. That will be our action plan for the next 3 to 5 years to help us collectively form ourselves as disciples, missionary disciples for our Lord. This call to deeper conversion is also reflected in the report's recap of our challenge. You'll see in there all the figures, the goal, the number of dollars raised, broken down by year, the projects done, projects in the queue. These tangible results are important. The fact that we have a total of $1,056,000 pledged or given as of this date to our overall goal of $1,260,000. We have 49% of our families have made a commitment to our challenge. We're knocking on the door to that 50% threshold. The fact that we've had our reserves substantially replenished is also a part of our challenge. And we have 2 months to go yet. Our challenge shuts down at the end of this year. But the recap of the numbers doesn't really tell the whole story of our challenge. The driving force behind our challenge emphasized our need to give, created a channel for our generosity to flow to God and for the benefit of our neighbor, out of love for God and out of love for neighbor. Has this been accomplished or has this been improved? Awful hard to measure an intangible, but I would submit, as you read through the parish report and see the areas to rejoice, and see the receptivity to those areas for deeper conversion, I think you'll conclude that, yeah, there's an increased passion, enthusiasm, a vibrancy for our parish, for our faith, to God and to each other, hospitality to each other. I think really it reflects the sentiments driving our challenge. One final point. Many of you have found a way to make regular monthly giving to our challenge part of your pledge. You've successfully managed to budget that in and actually make that extraordinary giving part of your regular giving. You've made that a habit, a very good habit. We hate to see good habits die. So, even though our challenge officially concludes at the end of this year, there will be no more special Our Challenge envelopes in your packet, perhaps you'll be able to continue that budget and make that higher level of giving your regular giving going forward. Members of the Stewardship Committee and Pastoral Council are going to be helping out the ushers hand out the parish report and, of course, the bulletin. Please take one home, peruse through it, rejoice in the many accomplishments, and also be open to the invitation that our Lord is perhaps asking you to a deeper level, a deeper conversion. We'll all have the opportunity next month, I believe it's the third week in November, our stewardship annual renewal. We'll all have the opportunity to renew our commitment. This year, besides renewing our commitment, perhaps we'll get out of our comfort zone and do something a little bit different, a little bit more, through our time, talent, and treasure. Thank you, and may God continue to bless our parish.